Well, we're in Mexico City today, where we're taking a closer look at the U.S.-Mexico relationship. And one of the great parts of this remote broadcast is that we're broadcasting from a university, the Tec de Monterrey. This is where KJZZ's Fronteras desk has its Mexico City bureau. And some of the journalism students here have traveled to Arizona to learn about our public radio system in the United States. We've been taking students with us as well on our reporting here in Mexico, and they've been great translators for us. So Rocio Munoz Ledo and Juan Carlos Rios, thank you so much for your great help. Well, one of the things you hear a lot about here is corruption. Why hasn't the government fixed this problem? Because it's corrupt, people will tell you. Earlier this month, two former state governors were arrested outside the country and returned to Mexico on charges that include participating in organized crime and money laundering. Corruption is so common in Mexico that politicians have become punchlines for comedians and inspiration for popular songs. And now you can even take a corruption bus tour. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Mexico City, Jorge Valencia reports.
The tour guide is holding up a microphone and chatting up the crowd. His name is Oscar Rivas. He says the first stop isn't actually on the tour. It's far away, in a very exclusive part of Mexico City. The official corruption tour recording explains the rest. First stop,
esa casa es famosa,
is a famous house.
Ahora se le conoce como la iglesia del perdón.
But now it's known as the Church of Forgiveness. It has marble floors, gardens, underground parking, and Mexico's first lady reportedly bought it from a builder who happened to be a longtime government contractor, which generated widespread speculation about whether the house had actually been a gift.
Voy a trabajar duro para tener una así.
I'm going to work really hard to buy one just like it. That's the joke from the corruption tour recording. As the nickname for the house suggests, President Enrique Peña Nieto asked voters for forgiveness because of the negative attention the Church of Forgiveness drew, a federal investigation that the president commissioned cleared him of any wrongdoing. Now the tour guide says the second stop. This one is a tall federal monument completed in 2012 to celebrate Mexico's bicentennial. It came in past its deadline and over budget. The next stops similarly follow well-publicized cases of alleged favoritism or impunity.
Cuarta parada, OHL. Quinta parada, Antimonumento. Sexta parada, Secretaría de Gobernación.
A construction company, a monument, a government office. Then Rivas, our tour guide, flips the script. He asks whether anyone on the bus has actively participated in government corruption. The hands shoot up, tourists start confessing. A man sitting in the back row named Cirino says he and some friends were drinking alcohol in public when a police officer approached them. They offered the cop some money, the cop took it. And they kept on drinking as if nothing happened. A woman sitting in the middle says she paid off traffic police so she wouldn't get a ticket. And a woman in the front says she paid an officer so he wouldn't tow her car. After the ninth stop, I wanted to know, why did these passengers go on a corruption tour if some of the stops were well known and they themselves had perpetrated corruption?
Y es una experiencia bonita, o sea, al final te das cuenta de, o sea, ya estando en grupo, todos somos parte.
Alicia Mesa, a 28-year-old from Mexico City, says the tour helped her realize corruption is a collective problem.
Ves impactos ya más grandes, ¿no? Hablando de mil millones de pesos o de dólares, pero te das cuenta que el problema empieza en ti.
You realize the problem begins at the individual level, she says. If we don't change ourselves, we can't complain about the people in charge. And the tour guide, Rivas, says the tour is important because people get to make the connection between corruption that's in the public eye and corruption that's in their own lives.
Y te das cuenta que a los mexicanos no nos gusta la corrupción.
The takeaway for him, Mexicans don't like corruption and they want it to stop at all levels. For Here and Now, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.